Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Giga Media. In this episode, as you requested from last week, we are going to be talking about Kaminoans and even more specifically, everything you need to know. So, last week I made an episode for Star Wars Weekend. I actually made two episodes and I did a poll underneath them, you know, where you could vote what I could do this week. And this week I'm going to be doing Kaminoans, everything you need to know. And tomorrow, or the time I'm recording this will be tomorrow on Sunday, I'll be making an episode about everything you need to know about Boba Fett. Because with the new series of Boba Fett being out, the Book of Boba, I think there's a lot of stuff we don't know, and I think there's a lot of stuff that I think you should know. But anyway, let's go into today's episode of Kaminoans, Everything You Need to Know. You requested this, so here I am. Let's go into it. So, Kaminoans are generally displayed a few signs of outward exuberance of personality. They considered the clone troopers to be their finest achievement, and Kaminoans were also isolationists, where they don't really go anywhere else. And Kaminoans were also isolationists, as I just said, and only concerning themselves or with off-worlders, and it was profitable. So they were basically like introverts, and they only liked to communicate with others if there was money involved. And sort of selfish, but I mean, they sort of helped us win the Clone War, but didn't really win the Clone War. And I say us, I mean the Jedi, but they didn't really win. So as long as money was involved, they would do anything. And this traced back to the Great Flood that changed the homeworld of Kamino, and they decided it was less risky to adapt their genetic code and planet than to ask them for aid in the Galactic Republic. While the Kaminoans were able to thrive, they were left with original distrust, and they received offers of off-world help. However, Kaminoans did not necessarily think they were superior to the other species, and they instead simply saw other planets as a distraction. Many Kaminoans even thought that anything that needed was already on Kamino. Because Kaminoans were really smart. They were like, you know, they were like the best of the best scientists. And the Great Flood, let me go into more detail about that, because that's something that not many people know about. If you've seen Star Wars, or you've just seen it, and you know, you want to know more about it, which is why you're here. Kamino is a massive water planet, okay? And the reason why it's a massive water planet is because they went through a 10,000 year ice age. And during that time, they went to another planet that we see in the Bad Batch, and I'll go more into that in a minute. And for 10,000 years, they lived on that planet. And when all the ice melted, everything was water. And it hasn't been able to go down because there was just so much of it. And it just goes into a cycle. It might go down, but it'll take millions of years. And we haven't even seen a difference. So everything is on stilts, as you can see in episode 2. And that's why it's a big water planet. But the Kaminoans were generally scientifically rational. However, they did not often make pilgrimage the sunken ruins of their ancient cities. Both ancient and modern Kaminoan cities were characterized or their dome cities. So, what that means is that they did have cities that had domes in them, because it was still quite a rainy planet. I will say it is a rainy planet anyway, despite there being water everywhere now due to the massive ice age. However, it had domes to protect them from the rain, but they have domes now that are on stilts. So, hailing from the extragalactic planet Kamino, the Kaminoans lived on a land-based culture, although they still maintained a strong connection to their ocean and water. Their homeworld was at the end of a long ice age, and Kaminoans' landforms and mountains were unable to hold back the water from the melting ice. And this great forced the Kaminoans to adapt their lifestyle, and the species initially moved to higher ground, but they eventually needed to build high cities to avoid the ocean. They constructed large spires and towers which were connected to the ground by the same seafloor. These tower structures replace the old Wattle and Daub structures. To move between cities, Kaminoans flew on the back of Awas, and they sort of look like eels in a way, and they are the things that in the Clone Wars, if you've seen the Clone Wars, that Obi-Wan keeps going on, and they are the ones that, you know, you see in episode 2, the Kaminoans fly on in the opening scene. So, I've just tried to find the planet that the Kaminoans moved to during the Ice Age. as like their spare planet. But if you have Disney and you go on a certain episode of The Bad Batch in season 2, I think it's like 5, where they're being chased down by Cad Bane, that is the planet. They did go on another planet, and they the Kaminoans actually tried to clone themselves. I say they tried, they successfully did it, you know, so they could have more people and stuff. And one thing I want to tell you about the Kaminoans is that, yes, they create the clone army. They at one point did try to clone force sensitive beings, but it was too difficult, it was too much of a struggle. So, what's more about the Kaminoans that we need to know? Well, the Kaminoans, yes, they had a spare planet, they made the clone army and everything, but they usually helped clients who needed workers. And, you know, the Republic, of course, they needed an army of millions and billions of people. They did work for another client who wanted miners, and they did that. They didn't care what they were going to be used for. It didn't matter to them as long as they were making money. They made the Bad Batch. They could alter clones. They could change the DNA. And when it came to the clone army, because Jango Fett had died and he was the original source, he was the... There were two unaltered clones, Omega and Boba Fett, but the clones were getting less efficient as they went on, because it was like making a photocopy of a photocopy. They were using the DNA as they went along. So it's like, for instance, you're trying to clone something. You have a picture. Okay, you have a picture of yourself, and you take a screenshot of it, and you accidentally delete the original. So you have to take a screenshot of that, and then you accidentally delete the screenshot of the screenshot. So you have to do that. You know, it's like the clones. They died. They kept on dying. They had to use more and more. And yeah, so it just got less efficient as they go along. And while Kaminoans remained unknown to most, the Kaminoans' skill in engineering and genetic engineering was whispered in some parts of the underworld. They also maintained a cloning facility on the world of Bora Vio for a time, although the Kaminoans eventually abandoned it. Okay, well, I found it. It is called Bora Vio, and you'll see it in the Bad Batch. And that's where they went during a period of time. That was like a spare facility, which is still there. It's just abandoned to everyone. And although the Kaminoans eventually abandoned it, leaving the clones created there behind, Jedi Master Sivadia surrendered the species and went to Kamino to order the creation of the Grand Army of the Republic. While they had created and fulfilled the request, however, the Sith took control, which we know, and Jedi Knight Obi-Wan Kenobi arrived on Kamino while trapping Fett, and due to the bounty hunter's role as a plot to assassinate Padme, the Prime Minister Lama Su, as the Kaminoans believed Kenobi had arrived to check on the army. Not long after Republic learned of the army, the war started, blah blah blah. So the Kaminoans had a massive, massive effect on this. And the Kaminoan Kambi was a crime lord, you know, that's a special one. During the Cold War between the First Order and New Republic, he joined the forces with the First Order security Beru against Terex, and during the mission of Megalox Beta. I'm going to give you guys quite a few appearances of Kaminoans, so you know you can see them for yourself, obviously. So as the Bad Batch, the episode War Mantle, Bad Batch Return to Kamino, and Bad Batch Kamino Lost. They played a massive part in the Bad Batch, because of course they created the Bad Batch. But that's basically everything you guys need to know about Kaminoans. If you would like, I'd do a part 2 to this, because I understand that I didn't really give a whole lot of information. I'll do a top 10 Tuesday about Kaminoans, actually. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening. I hope you've had a great time. Don't forget to check me out on Spotify, Breaker, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, whatever you like to listen to. Go subscribe to my YouTube channel, which a link to it will be in the description of this podcast. Thanks for listening, and as always, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Peace out, and may the Force be with you.